The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thankfully, in Parliament House, they were talking about important things today, and that is the Closing the Gap report, and version 7 has come out, or this is a progress report, and it says that the closing the gap on life expectancy within a generation, that is not on track. Halving the gap in reading, writing, and numeracy achievements, that is sadly not on track. And halving the gap in employment outcomes between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, that is not on track. As far as progress reports go, this isn't a good one. Warren Mundine, former president of the ALP, but current head of the PM's Indigenous Advisory Council, is on the line. Mr. Mundine, thank you for your time.
Welcome, Justin.
And you're in our Canberra studio. We appreciate you sitting down in front of the microphone to chat to us.
Your
reaction to this, what do you think?
Well, it's a pretty damning report, to be quite honest. It just confirms that we know that we've spent a lot of money in this area, put a lot of effort in this area over a number of years, but have not hit the right targets. And looking at the employment figures going backwards, looking at the literacy numeracy going backwards, and even in the areas where we are going forward, they're still not going to meet the timescale. It's just we're not on track at all.
What bit about? I mean, there's so much in here that is upsetting, but particularly for you, which bit is the major concern? What do we need to start working on immediately?
Well, immediately there's two areas. You're looking at the education areas. We need to get kids to school. We need to ensure that we're building the foundations of literacy, numeracy, and that the skills that they need when they start to go out into the workforce,
yeah,
so they can get jobs. So these are the areas that we've got to focus on. We've got to work very closely with the state and territory governments, because this is a state and territory issue to deal with. But it is very damning what have we been doing for the last 30, 40, 50 years when these figures are so bad. Also, as Aboriginals, we must take responsibility to making,
yeah,
sure our kids are getting, yeah, to school.
You mentioned money. Yes, I take your point on the responsibility of Aboriginal people as well. But you mentioned money, and that has been part of the problem over the decades, hasn't it, where we will have a government come in and they say, right, we've got $20 billion, we're going to go and spend it on this, or we're going to put $1 billion into this, and it doesn't work. Just chucking money at the problem hasn't helped. It needs to be targeted with good advice and good people carrying it out.
Correct, and you hit the nail right on the head. It isn't about money. The issue is about hitting the right targets, making sure we're focusing on the education area, because education is always important, but in the 21st century you really need it. Get the year 12, get to university, get into a trade. The other areas, of course, in regard to getting jobs, making sure there's economic development happening in these rural and remote communities, and also community safety. You look at the incarceration rates. Well, if you get incarceration rates, that means crimes are happening.
Yeah.
And so we've got to deal with those issues. So these are the places we've got to focus on to make the big difference.
Well, if we don't, we put Closing the Gap in place so that we could get progress reports and we could have targets to aim for, looking at this, by 2030, by 2040, a large part of the Aboriginal culture and a large chunk of the people are going to be gone.
It is an indictment when you look at it. I don't really have the words for it, because it just shakes me up so much. Especially when we know we can fix it. Especially when we know that governments need to be focused on this area and looking at the targets that need to be done. Especially especially when we know that governments need to be more efficient in the way the dollars are spent and where they're going. As someone just mentioned earlier, I was listening to some of the your callbacks, where they talked about a report in a report that people are actually doing something with the report. That's the other thing. When governments need to act upon these reports. Now, I'm sure they're out there doing things, but they're not hitting the right areas, and we need to be pushing them to do that.
This is personal business for you, but I think it's also becoming very personal to white Australia as well. I think white Australia are really starting to get it, and I think the thought of us, you know, and me as an old man in 2040 looking back and us talking about, you know, remember when we had an Aboriginal race in this country, almost brings you to tears. The thought that we could lose you, that you're not part of this country anymore, and that with this report, it's almost what we're looking at.
Well, look at the suicide rates, which aren't in the report, but they're out there. You're looking at the violent issues. You know, 100% the incarceration rate has gone up for kids and for women.
Yeah,
which means there's someone out there being damaged and being assaulted or stuff. Looking at the alcohol and the drugs that are happening in communities now, ICE is getting in Aboriginal remote communities now. So we've got a huge issue, but I think we need to take it simple. We just need to make it simple, get kids to school, work on women's health in regard to pre and postnatal, work on young preschools, work on kids in primary and infant so they have a future for themselves.
Yeah.
Get adults in, retrain them and getting into jobs, create jobs in remote and regional areas, which can be done because we're looking at the northern development with agricultural mining and so on. These are the things that we need to focus on, and also to look at how do we make dysfunctional communities functional. And we see that in some parts of Western Sydney as well, you know, where there's a high unemployment, drug and alcohol issues and that as well. So we need to be focusing and working hard in that area. It is not about money, it's about how we target it and make people accountable for it.
And it's about focus. You touched on this. It's about the focus of the federal government and the state governments. Now, look, this is not, I want to make this party political, but we've had the Prime Minister fighting for his political life, and that fight, you know numbers as well as anyone, Warren, you know that fight still goes on. We had Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd fight out to become who was Prime Minister. Wouldn't it be great to get rid of all that crap and start to focus on this?
Oh, look, that's what we've got to do, you know. Look, I'm in, you know, on a personal level, I'm in despair in regard to some of the politics that is happening out there. We need, when there's real issues for Australia and for our communities that need to be focused on, you know, we've got to, you know, build, educate our kids, be competitive in a global marketplace. We have to have the industries, we have to have the jobs, we have to have the health, we have to have so many things done. And we get caught up in these silly games, you know. Look, I'm not going to get involved in the mechanisms of the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, or anything else. My job is to focus on, okay, let's get real outcomes here. This is what you should be doing, and this is where you should be spending the dollar.
I heard just before I leave politics, Bill Shorten was talking today about the impact of the budget on Indigenous health services and the standing order, not the standing order, but the observance has always been that people don't get up and leave while anyone is speaking about Indigenous issues. However, when Bill Shorten was speaking, apparently half a dozen Liberal MPs got out and walked out.
We need to have a sensible approach, a mature, sensible adult approach in that this has to be a bipartisan approach. We have need the opposition leader and the Prime Minister working together in this area, and things don't help. We need to have I agree with you. We need to have a sensible approach, and people like that don't help us in this battle.
Look, we just seem to keep having the same conversation over the years, don't we, Warren? It'd be lovely if we could all just get a little bit closer here and fix it up so that the next one, the progress report number 8. Looks a hell of a lot better. If there is one thing that you could do to make sure, and I know I've already asked you this question, but if I could ask you again, if there's one thing we could do so that Closing the Gap version 8, when it comes out, looks better, what would it be?
It would be about getting our kids to school, because then I'll know there's a future for them.
Warren, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Warren Mundine, a good man and head of the PM's Indigenous Advisory Council, and he's been working on these things for years. I mean it. I'm actually petrified of this, that in 2040, when some of these targets they wanted met, you know, when I'm an old man, of, you know, in 2040, and I sit there and I'll be with my friends and we'll talk about how we used to have an Indigenous community, how we used to have a Black Australia, how there used to be Aboriginals around, and their culture used to be about. It'd be something just for the bloody history books.